Welcome to our podcast, talking about home loans with our local home loan experts at United One Credit Union. We invite you to come on this journey with us as we explore home loans, construction, buying and selling, building and using equity, and yes, even a little about life. But before we get too deep into talking about home loans, I'd like to introduce you to our team, our local home loan experts, Carrie, Linda, and Julie. So I'd like to ask each of you to take a minute to introduce yourselves to our listeners and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you love about working in the home loan industry. Carrie, why don't you start us off?
Thanks, Mike. I am Carrie Johnshrude. I work at the Manitowoc office of United One Credit Union. I have been in the industry since 1991. It's been a fun one. It's been a fun ride. Lots of ups and downs. Something I enjoy right now is the fact that I'm an empty nester and I can kind of get back to hobbies again. For the longest time, I didn't have time for hobbies. So I like to garden. I like to be outdoors. And as far as what I like about what I do, I think one of my favorite things is saving people money. First-time homebuyers are great, too, because it's great seeing the excitement and getting people into their first homes. But even if you can help someone consolidate things and save money and make room in their budgets for other things in life, I find that very exciting.
Thank you, Carrie. Now let's hear a little from our next expert, Linda.
Well, hi, I'm Linda Serrano. I have been with the credit union and doing mortgages for over 20 years now. I truly love helping our members with their mortgage needs. Just like Carrie stated, it's just very exciting to get that first-time home buyer into their first home. But not only that, like being able to structure like puzzles. A mortgage is like a puzzle. You have to put things together and, you know, help our members get into that first home or refinance or consolidate. So there's just so many different parts to a mortgage, and I love doing all that. Then on my personal side, I really enjoy playing volleyball. I haven't done it in a little while now, but I love doing that. I love spending time with my family, going on vacation. I love tropical weather. That warm weather is what I love doing. So that's some of the things that I like to do.
Excellent. Thank you, Linda. And Julie, last but not least.
I am Julie Piat with United One Credit Union. I have been with the credit union for 26 years. I've been pretty much in lending the whole time. Just to expand on life, what I like to do outside the credit union, along with Linda mentioning family and vacations. Yes, I am a huge family person. I have two grown children, so to see them start their adult lives and hang out with them and as family, it's been a great pleasure. And of course, vacationing is always something fun to do. And then I do biking. I love to bike, and that would be pedal biking. So I like to do biking. And then as far as the industry, I just really like helping individuals, families buy their dream home. I might have started out with individuals and now those people have had children and now I'm starting to help the second or the third generation mm-hmm. buy houses. And I really, really enjoy helping people. And so sometimes even when they have their house, then there's to improve on their house, maybe the next project and watching them grow in their house. So I just really, really love being part of families.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for those lovely introductions. And I just want to say it seemed like a theme or a thread that was running through all of that is the human connection, right? I think when people think of home loans, they're worried about rates and the money and those kind of things. And those are certainly all factors, but it's all about those human connections. How can we help people achieve that dream of owning their first home or refinancing their home or finding that the wealth that can be provided for owning your own home and becoming a homeowner, which is a great pathway to family wealth still in this country, which I think is phenomenal, and finding those human connections and stories. So thank you all very much for that. I guess you're probably all wondering why I haven't introduced myself. So my name is Mike Farley, and I've been with the organization for almost 5 years now, and I've been in the financial industry for almost 15 years, and I'm on the marketing side. So that's my role in this podcast, is to help corral these experts and help try to keep the focus of the podcast. But I don't want to do too much corralling, because I think some of the experiences and the stories that can be told from our local home loan experts are really going to be eye-opening, and some great opportunities and possibilities for our listeners to learn. So we encourage you to come along with us on this journey and join us as we explore different topics, different ideas. In the future, we may have guests and guest speakers that will join us, so they can dive deeper into different areas of home ownership from their perspective and from their expertise levels as well. Right now, we'll be looking at having this podcast come out about once a month, but that might increase as we move forward and gain more experience. But for now, we'll have monthly podcasts based on different topics that have to do with home loans and all the factors that go into buying and selling of a home, and refinancing or using the equity in your home. So having said that, I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room, and that is that we don't have a name for the podcast yet. So experts, please, what are some thoughts on what we should call this podcast?
Help us, please.
Yeah, we were brainstorming, trying to come up with names, and we've had a couple that are interesting, but we're looking to you guys, our members, to help us out and maybe give us that perfect name that will just hit the spot.
I know I've thrown around some ideas, trying to get the wheels turning a little bit. What about mortgage mapping? Or simply mortgages simplified, or mortgages and opportunities, or something as simple as the mortgage experts.
Yeah, some of the things I was throwing around was on the pod with the mortgage experts, maybe mortgage talk on the lakeshore. There's a couple other ideas, but hey, we're open to lots of ideas.
Open to other suggestions.
Yes, definitely.
So what we're offering here for you, our awesome listeners of the podcast, is if you can help us out a little bit with coming up with a name for the podcast, is we're going to be giving away a $50 gift card to the person who comes up with a name that our home loan experts like the best. So here's all you have to do. You simply need to send us an email to homeloans@unitedone.org. That's homeloans@unitedone.org, and the one is all spelled out, with your name and contact info on it, along with your suggestion or suggestions on a name for our podcast. And if our experts like that name the best, you're going to get a $50 gift card. We do plan. Yeah. Podcast number one, and we're already giving out money.
Yeah,
what a way to start.
So we plan on posting new episodes every month, like I mentioned earlier, and every entry that is received between now and September 15th, 2023 by 5 p.m. Central Time. So every entry between now and September 15th, 2023 will be qualified, and our experts will take a look at your suggestions. And we look forward to reading your suggestions and getting feedback for what we can call our podcast moving forwards. And who knows, you might get $50. Nice. Oh, awesome.
That's a great, great opportunity for our members, our new listeners. You know, just share this with anyone you know. And, you know, you can stay tuned for lots of things about mortgages.
Lots of opportunities will come as we move forward in our episodes and podcasts with different topics and things like that. But it'd be great for us to find a name that fits what we're trying to do here, that fits the area that we live, and that we can use moving forward to help identify the topics that we're going to cover. So feel free to use words like a mortgage or home loans or experts and things like that. So thank you and good luck to all of you out there. We're looking forward to seeing what you put in. So now having gotten all of that out of the way, I think we should maybe move into our first topic. What do you think, experts? Are you ready to dive into our first home loan related topic?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yes, we're ready.
Okay. All right, here we go. So our first topic for our very first podcast is going to be talking about home equity and the loans that may be tied to home equity and building equity in your home. So this is a bit of a juicy topic. It's a hot topic that's going on right now, and I'm sure a lot of people are interested as home values have really gone up over the last several months and couple of years as well. So I want to start with the base question for those listeners out there that might want to know, what is equity?
I'll take this for a little bit here. So equity is something that is built within your home. It is cash value that you don't really have the cash in your hand, but that's where you use us mortgage experts to help you try to figure out how to take out the equity out of your home and be able to utilize it for improvements, vacation, lots of other things that we can look at for you, student loans, consolidations. So that is something that we, as your experts, try to tie in and make sure that we explain how to take out that equity out of your home.
I'll piggyback on Linda.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Is how to determine the equity is, we start with a value. So whether we need an appraisal or maybe your tax value, your fair market value is enough to cover what you're looking to do. But we take the value and then look at what you already owe on the house. So if you have one mortgage, your very first mortgage, we take that balance and divide it out by the value and then determine, okay, you've got equity of $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, and then get into the details of what are you doing? Where is the equity going to take you?
Excellent.
And like Julie said, there are different things that we can do depending on how much you want to borrow or what percentage of the equity you want to use. You don't always have to get a full appraisal done. Like she said, sometimes it can be a less expensive valuation based on different aspects of your particular loan.
Okay. So why do you guys think it's important for people and families to help use the equity in their home to build wealth? Why is owning a home in America today still a great way to build wealth and financial security for your family?
It's a place you can call your own. You don't have to worry about getting permission maybe to paint the walls or hang up pictures. This is your space. You can go out, you know, go outside. It's your yard. You can do your own planting. So it's yours. You can call it your own. And the history of owning a house is it increases in value. So you've got an investment that you are improving on. So I just, you know, it's yours. You are paying for your own. Yes, there's rentals out there. Yes, there's landlords out there, but why not give back to your family and have a safe space for your family versus using somebody else's space?
Plus, why let a landlord gain the appreciation of value? Why not keep that for yourself and be able to use it towards other things that you need, like buying a car or having a wedding for a child or consolidating other higher interest debt against? Usually mortgage loans are one of the lower interest rates out of different types of loans.
And then some people can consider this as a savings. You know, you are putting aside, as you're paying on your mortgage, you're paying on that principal. So you are gaining that equity. You're gaining that savings within your home, where then you can utilize it for a home equity loan. You can utilize that equity, that savings that you have been saving. Now you can use it for other things.
Excellent. I love that, Linda. Kind of segues into my next question. So how would folks use the equity in their home? What are some examples that you all have seen out there in the industry of what folks are using the equity in their home for when they borrow the money?
In this market, it can sometimes be hard to walk away from, like, to sell your home and buy another one when you're at such a nice low interest rate on your first mortgage. And when you buy a house, maybe rates are a lot higher right now. So what I've been seeing a lot of is people doing home improvements or additions to take their existing home and make it what they really want and what they need right now.
I've seen people do consolidation loans with their equity, you know, to pay off higher credit card debt. You know, sometimes right now, or anytime really, sometimes you get out of hand a little bit and use your credit cards. And, you know, then you want to, okay, how can I make this work? You know, you consolidate things, you consolidate student loans, you know, those higher interest rates, and utilize your home. Because like Carrie mentioned, a home equity loan rate or any home, like home loans, generally the rates are lower than a different type of a loan.
Yep. And a lot of times, you know, people don't always know what can I use a home equity for. It's pretty endless. If you, as simple as you need to update some electrical or plumbing or need that new roof. It doesn't have to be major remodel jobs. It can be very small. Maybe it's starting with the garage or concrete work. We're here to discuss any dollar amount. There is no minimum, and maximum depends on that equity.
Excellent. Would any of you be willing to share a story of maybe a home equity loan that you worked on that was maybe something that was surprising or something very unique or something that you'd be willing to share that was like a unique story or something that maybe people wouldn't think about for home equity?
I've had people use some home equity to buy their dream land up north. You know, they want hunting land, or they just want to be able to have that cabin up north. And people have used their equity in their current home to buy that free and clear. They take out the equity and they have enough money to now have two homes for the price of one, I guess, per se, because now they could either buy a cabin or land. And I've had many people do those type of things.
Or awesome. To piggyback off of that, maybe they've got the cottage, but they want the toys, the pontoon boat, the UTVs, all the fun things that you could have up north. You can use it for stuff like that, too.
Yes, got to have those. So the dream can be realized to get that that property up north or be on that lake that you've always wondered, or for some other folks, maybe even that property that you want in the warmer climates. Being up here in Wisconsin, maybe there's folks that have used that to do the snowbird approach or to get that property down in some of those warmer climates as well, which would be some great opportunities. So thank you for sharing some of those stories. And I know in future podcasts, we'll probably dive deeper into this topic as well as others. And so thank you all very much for that. Is there any other final thoughts that you guys would have before we wrap up today's episode?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for your time. And we'd like to thank all of you, our awesome listeners, for joining us today for our first ever podcast and our first ever episode for that podcast. If you have any questions about home loans, home equity, or just about anything else home related, feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to us via email at homeloans@unitedone.org. And we'd love to highlight and answer your questions in a future podcast. Also, if you like and you want to encourage what we're doing, give us a rating and feel free to share our podcast with others as well to share the news. And you're welcome to follow us on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook. On Facebook, we can be found at Facebook/UnitedOneCU and on Instagram with @UnitedOneCU. So look for our next episode in September, where we're going to be sharing some more topics on home loans and everything having to do with home loans. And let's not forget our Name Our Podcast winner that we'll be announcing. So hopefully you get that chance to send us your suggestions for what we should call this podcast. And so thank you all very much for your time. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, take care.
Yeah, and we promise to get better at it.